Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh! Walk in, drop it, there, go over your trap. Walk in your trap and take over your trap.
You're a petty son of a gun, Bo.
Yes, he is.
Is that not what you want them to do in Tampa? Go take trap over?
I don't. I just want
your trap and take over your trap.
I just want him to go down there and play a respectable
football
game.
Go down there and win a football game, man.
We're busting out another chain after this one?
Yeah.
Nah, there's no chains, man.
Because you know what?
The time for chains is coming and gone.
I actually don't mind this. Like, the celebration that I think, I don't know, that belt stuff is the dumbest.
Like belt to ass?
That's the dumbest effing celebration ever. You like a bunch of effing idiots when they're doing it in the locker room. I saw the Georgia Bulldog pop, pop. They sound so stupid.
Yeah.
All right.
You see a lot of people in the stands doing it.
It's one of the dumbest damn things I've ever seen. That time when Michael Irvin would beat the damn wall with that belt.
Yeah.
You're like a damn moron. Like a damn idiot. Mike was beating the hell out of that wall with that belt.
He was, yeah.
Like, you look so damn dumb.
Mike?
That was not a fun thing when you were a damn child when you heard that pop. Because you knew your ass was finna to get finta.
Right, there's also in the ass. Okay? Like a positive
I don't see nothing funny about that. When that thing would pop, when mama would pop that thing, because you know she was finna get off in you.
What was up with that anyway? Like, why was that necessary? Did you really have to pop the belt before you come at me?
Oh, the intimidating factor of that. Knowing
they're coming at you with the belt is not intimidating.
Exactly. Knowing that you was going to get it anyways, to do that.
Yeah. It's some psychological.
Like
you're making sure the belt's nice and ready.
You know what I'm saying? Pow!
Yeah, exactly. You got to get it nice and crisp.
Yeah, man. I was like, what the hell?
That is an actual factual thing that did happen. I know firsthand. Yeah, that's without the pop first.
It's got to be one of them things, because that's usually that last breath you take before it all get taken out you. They give you that 1 second warning to brace yourself. Pow! All right, let's get this over with.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that one, and then there's this one that everyone does.
Again, what the hell are you doing? You're covering your face and you're dangling your arm.
I don't know what it is. It's like you're being an elephant.
But it's an all day thing. Occurrence when you have.
I thought they were covering their nose when something stank.
When you have you have kids, Samson, all freaking day.
Oh, he's doing that.
Yeah,
he's up to that. Like, so he knows what it is.
What are you? I don't want to know.
Oh, I do. I'm just always curious.
I want you to stop.
I want him to stop, but I remember a couple years ago it was the wiping the nose and pointing. And then the league said stop doing it because apparently there's some sort of gang affiliation with that or something like that. Yeah, I just always wonder because I'm so out of the loop, man.
Is there any gang affiliation with the peekaboo one? Because that one's kind of funny. If that is what they're doing, is peekaboo.
I don't know what all it is, man. you see everybody does the same thing. And then it's like, what are they doing? And then they get told not to do it. And then they do it anyway. And then they get fined. I don't know. It's all very silly. I understand being excited, though. I bet it would be really fun to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
plays that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So I just saw something on the Pat McAfee show, and I'm sure it might be on one of the monitors in y'all's studio, that I was like, wow, they really do that? And I guess Abe is probably the only one that can actually answer this, unless y'all have seen this. They had like an 8-on-2 fight in an octagon. Like there were 8 guys in like blue draws and 2 guys in like yellow draws, and the 8 guys were trying to beat up the blue guy. Now there was a little bit of size advantage to the guys in the yellow draws, the 2, but it's like 8-on-2.
Huh. A battle royal in octagon.
It looked, yeah, and they were like you were literally trying to jump the 2 guys in yellow, and the 2 guys in yellow were holding you off and trying to see if they could whoop all 8 of the other guys.
So it's sort of like that. Could 100 people beat up a gorilla?
Yeah,
but to a smaller degree, and it's humans. All right.
I mean, are you going to, if the 8 guys win, do they win anything? Can you really even, do you even hold your hands up? Do you get anything for that? Like you just beat up 2 dudes.
You're kind of supposed to win when it's 8-on-2.
Huh.
I don't know. I thought that that was a, I thought that that was a still frame that they were showing of 2 guys in a bunch of different locations in the octagon.
No, they were 8-on-2. Okay. It might have been 8 or 10 or I didn't count them, but look around 8.
Well, you know what? They got to do new stuff.
That I figure something out.
Watch. We've been doing one-on-one for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we got to expand a little.
I'm wondering why they don't do tag team matches in UFC.
Hey, Bo.
That'd be pretty cool.
Bo, isn't John Cena last match this week?
Saturday night,
okay.
Versus Gunther.
Who?
Gunther.
Oh, yeah,
him. It's Gunther or Gunther or something. Yeah, man. End of an era.
Sometimes they let all the wrestlers go in the ring at once.
Yeah, Battle Royal.
Battle Royal, yeah.
Battle Royal. Yeah.
Over the top rope, though. They're scared to do that in UFC.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Speaking of fighting people, asking somebody their age is somebody that's something that might want people want to fight somebody over. I don't think dudes actually take it like females do, but here's Philip Rivers having some fun with some reporters.
What is your playing weight? What do you weigh right now?
Or weight.
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. Right? I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right?
So, exactly.
So people say, well, they're going to know you're going to be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So
I just don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's it. I just don't want to get hurt, man.
I get that part of it. It's like, well, he wasn't running anyway. I know, but he was doing it every week.
But yeah, exactly.
He was in football game playing shape.
Yeah.
And he'd not been doing it for a while now. So
I just don't want to get hurt. That's all my thing. I just don't want my boy to get hurt, man.
Yeah, look, if there's going to be somebody get their feelings hurt over somebody getting a shot over them, it's going to be Cam Newton. But don't people realize that Philip Rivers literally runs this offense with his football team that he coaches?
It's a big difference.
Well, I get that,
it's a big
but
difference.
What's Cam's
upset,
mad about?
He feels slapped in the face. He didn't get that phone call, but they called Philip because he knows the offense.
Oh,
right,
oh.
Like he's plug and play.
No, Philip and Shane are boys. Philip and Shane are boys.
That, yeah.
They're boys. But like again, the offense, offenses are all the same. It's just different terminology and all those different things. I just don't think people look at Cam as a guy that can come in and help them. I don't know why they looked at Philip that way either.
Right.
But his last 2 years weren't great.
Yeah, exactly. And he's been out of the game for 5 years. 5.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
5.
It's a crazy thing. It's probably not going to go great. It could be a really, really cool story if it does, but it's probably not going to. But, like, yeah, I mean, the same thing with Cam Newton, too, though. Like, he didn't play very well his last couple years.
Yeah,
either.
He didn't play well.
Like, I don't
Multiple
know.
Years with the Patriots. I don't think there was a good one.
I don't know. I don't like the Cam Newton
disrespect.
Current, well, that, but also just like the discourse period. Like,
yeah.
Well, of course they didn't call you.
Yeah.
You're not a NFL quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I understand Philip isn't either, but like they didn't. I don't know.
But I mean, they have the relationship. I'm just telling him and Shane are like brothers. They're really, really close. Right. So he looked at it from a standpoint. Hey, we got to get something here. Now you mean to tell me there ain't nobody? Oh, nobody's practice squad, a Desmond Ritter or somebody.
Right.
But,
And that's what Schlereth was getting at yesterday. Like, that's a pretty sad state of affairs if there's not someone who's not 44 who's hanging out coaching high school football with his kids. They can't come in and get you through 4 games.
Yeah.
But we've seen it. there isn't. Mm-mm. Like, we've seen a lot. I mean, we saw Desmond Ridder, right?
It's crazy.
Like, there's just as good of a chance Phillip Rivers could win you a game as Desmond Ridder.
It's crazy.
Or whoever else. Yeah, so
I don't know. The Braves just signed Robert Suarez.
Who's that? Okay.
He's a pitcher. He's pretty good.
What about the guy
that's All-Star in 24 and 25?
Not Ranger.
Not Ranger.
Robert from the Padres.
He's he said he was All-Star when?
24 and 25.
Is that when?
That was last year.
Yeah. That was last year. Was that because every team got to get one in?
No, he played for the Padres.
No, he's Padres. He's a good pitcher. Padres were a good team last year.
So where's he going? Is he a starting pitcher?
Probably bullpen.
Bullpen? Okay.
Yeah, late relief.
Yeah, he's a relief pitcher.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Need more of that.
Who could be stretched to long relief if needs it? It's a good signing. Yeah.
He had 40 saves last year.
Good for him. Yeah. All right. I like this one, Bo. What about the guy we signed? What about their
maybe
outfield?
He's the closer.
Maybe.
Maybe Iglesias the setup guy, which is probably what he should be.
Exactly.
Maybe. Yeah. And they made, dancing back and forth.
I actually like that. If that's what happens,
I'm
like
all in on that.
So you're talking about Yastrzemski?
Yes. Now, so is this signing that Ronnie's going to be DH more?
It will mean that he's going to DH more. What you're basically getting with Yastrzemski is you're getting Marcelo Zuna, but he can play all three outfield positions. Most recently with the Padres and Royals last year, he played like 75% right field.
Okay.
But he can be plugged into center or left.
Okay.
You're losing about 30 home runs and about 50 batting average points over Marcelo Zuna, but you're trading out about $10 million, and he can play in the outfield. So,
well, yeah, he can't hit like Ozuna. Like, right. He doesn't.
He had 17 home runs last year.
He doesn't have the power that Ozuna has.
Okay.
But
he's a lefty, so now you have Eli White.
Has anybody picked up Marcelo yet?
No. I don't know if anybody's going to pick up Marcelo. I mean, his value for what he probably is commanding was like $17, $18 million, maybe 16. He doesn't play outfield. He's only a DH from the right side of the plate, and there's a lot of those guys out there probably for cheaper.
There was a pretty rough stretch last year, too. Now, apparently he had that hip injury, right?
So
if he's healthy, then maybe somebody will pick him up at some point because every team's got a DH. I mean, he's not going to get $17 million, I don't think. But
a much-needed bullpen arm the Braves just added. That's good signing, man.
All right.
That's great. That's great.
So speaking of people that have been places for years, man, so Bishopville, South Carolina is where you're going to find Lee Correctional Institute.
Okay.
Is that a jail?
And sometimes guys that are incarcerated are just looking for a little bit of holiday cheer. And sometimes, the cops or the marshal guys that are there just want to kind of prevent them from doing this. Somebody tried with a drone to drop a package containing steak, crab legs, Old Bay seasoning,
so they could season them up,
cigarettes, and marijuana into Lee Correctional Institution, and the warden found it before the prisoners did. Now, I don't know if there was a specific prisoner that was going to look. You can find pictures of this stuff. It wasn't enough for just one person, but it wasn't enough to feed like 20.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was on a drone. But man, somebody's Christmas dinner plans just got foiled by the warden, who's probably going to go enjoy them himself.
That's the new thing, man. That you read up, like people dropping, like using drones to drop the stuff
into prison.
The wall. In a prison, yeah. Cell phones and drugs and all. Yeah, that's the new thing, the new technology.
Now, just in case you're looking to do something like this for a family member that's locked up.
Don't.
All right, now this is in South Carolina.
You know how much trouble you get in if you get caught doing that?
Yes. Flying a drone near a prison in South Carolina could get you 30 days in jail. That's a misdemeanor. Now, dropping contraband into a facility.
That's 5 years.
Well, especially
that's
if it's weed.
Up to 10?
Because, I mean, weed's not legal in South Carolina.
I'm just saying, dog. It's amazing how much that stuff caught, like, why all the prison stuff. The dude was like, they be charging like $5,000 for like a damn cell phone. Wow. And I'm talking about not even an iPhone.
You got the old Nokia.
And that'd be the one, bro. I'd be like, they in prison making TikToks.
So I'm wondering if this is that type of prison where it's like minimal security.
Right.
So let's say you get the steaks and the Old Bay seasoning.
Yes.
All right. Cigarettes and marijuana, you can figure out what to do with that. You can find a lighter anywhere. Where are you going to cook the steak?
They cook on the stairs, Bo!
Nobody raises an eyebrow about it? Hey, I just got my steak and some Old Bay seasoning?
Where are you getting the
charcoal? You got all kind of privileges. I saw the dude was frying chicken on the stairs. Had a little placemat, had a little burner up under there.
You think somebody had to smuggle the Wesson oil into
him? Dude, I was crying when I saw it.
Maybe somebody has a George Foreman or something like that?
Like they
you never
in
know.
Jail? Dude, you in jail for all this time. You figure out how to do stuff, right. How to start sparks.
Yeah, that's true.
You get creative.
Dude, they had hibachi. Dude said it's hibachi Thursday, and they want hibachi and rice on the stairs.
You know what? I support this 100%. Let's have more cooking in prison and less making shanks.
Yeah. But they got yeah.
Make grills.
But that's why I saw the thing. I was,
we got to cut the steak somehow. So
exactly. Exactly. Dude got this long ass shank. It's like, cut the steak up.
Yeah. And then if anybody tries to come take it from you, just poke them in the side.
Yeah, right. Man.
So speaking of prison, y'all remember Bonnie Blue? Told you a story about her a few months ago. Yeah, she was the one within 12 hours, 1,000 people.
Porn lady who's sleeping with everybody. Yep. Yeah.
She is incarcerated currently in Indonesia.
For what?
It sounds meaner to say Indonesia. It's in Bali, which is in Indonesia. All right, so you've heard of the like a booze cruise or a party bus or something like this. She and seven.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
18 male Australian tourists in Bali hopped upon a bus, and we're going to make a porn bus or something, or whatever you want to call that. But roaming around the city of Bali. Just getting it on in a bus.
That's amazing whenever you are, like, in Miami, you see one of them ragged-ass vans, and you're like, is that the bus?
Are they in there right now?
Are they in there right now?
She is currently facing
definitely
up to 15 years in prison in Indonesia. The the other guys that she was with were released. It is said by a released lawyer in term. Indonesia that she'll probably just be deported.
That's a funny word to use.
But Bonnie Blue, soon to be not allowed in the country of Indonesia.
Banned.
Being
freaky, from Indonesia for being freaky on a bus.
Get you 15 years
with a bunch of dudes. I wonder what they had were charged for that bus ride.
I still don't understand. I still don't understand the obsession with her. I don't get it.
I'm good with 1,000 people's leftovers.
I don't understand that obsession.
No. Just doesn't sound.
And if I'm going to get on a bus, let's do a booze. Let's do a boozy bus.
Saying, like, you come out there with that woo wow.
New stuff.
You know, like, what I'm saying? Like, stuff they ain't even invented. Yeah. Like, you got to go to Africa to get the cure.
Or
in African jungle.
Yeah, man.
That might be why she was in Bali, to get some herbs.
You got to lick a frog.
Yeah.
Get clear of that stuff.
All right.
Robert. I can't hear you. Oh, all right. We'll come back and get to the final hour of the show. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us at 1:20. Get back into all the big stories next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.